This weekend, we mark the second anniversary since the start of the Iraq War. The U.S. Military Academy at West Point has traditions that go back two centuries. But in the last few years, the school's been adapting the way it trains the Army's next generation of leaders. In the final part of our series, The Span of War, NPR's Robert Smith reports on changes in the West Point curriculum.
In the basement of the Behavioral Sciences building at West Point, the students in a class on military leadership are about to learn the toughest part of being a military commander. On a video conference screen is a jerky digitized image of Lieutenant Colonel Terry Sellers, live from a forward operations base in Afghanistan.
One of the things we never talked about in leadership class and never dealt with until we had our first casualty was, what do you do in a unit and how do you deal with it as a leader when somebody in your unit is killed in combat?
Sellers had four soldiers die under his command. So that he could speak frankly, he requested that we not record most of the class. What he had to tell the young cadets was gut-wrenching. Sellers described how after one young man died, he broke down crying next to the casket, tears streaming down his face. It's okay to grieve, Sellers said, but the most important thing for a leader is facing the rest of the unit, reminding them of the mission, and leading them into the field again. After the class, Sarah Parisi, a junior from Oak Creek, Wisconsin, said she was impressed by a commander able to show emotion to his troops and sobered by that responsibility.
In 4 years, you're going to be putting on a green suit and pinning on two gold bars, and you're going to be given 30 people whose lives you're going to be in charge of. And we're all aware that people can die, especially with what's going on with Iraq and Afghanistan.
Some things at West Point always stay the same. The cadets have to study the history and art of warfare. They learn discipline and basic skills. And they spend their lives on a campus that trained military commanders from Ulysses S. Grant to Dwight Eisenhower. But once in a generation, cadets graduate West Point during a time of war, and they carry a special burden. Lieutenant Colonel Donna Brazel teaches leadership at the academy and sees a difference from when she went to school here.
Certainly being a cadet in the 80s and knowing I was going to leave here for a Cold War environment, you were not terribly sure what you would do. Our cadets now know what they're going to do. And so there's a focus.
That focus shows up in the classrooms every day. Injured soldiers, some just a few years out of West Point, return to campus to talk to students about what they've learned. Cadets are able to join internet forums with commanders in the field in Iraq. Colonel George Forsyth is the vice dean for education.
Because of technology, we can get our cadets closer to the battlefield, if you will, and to the emotional and intellectual experience of the battlefield than we could in the Vietnam War when we were here at West Point and it was way over there.
Of course, some things haven't changed. When Forsyth went to West Point during Vietnam, he had to study how to fight insurgents, a subject that's in vogue again at the academy.
So let's think about this. Since 9/11, there's been an attack by Islamic terrorists, almost one attack every 3 months. Where have these attacks taken place?
Major Reed Sawyer paces back and forth in front of a classroom of cadets. He's the director of the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point, a program that was actually designed before September 11th. But the content of his terrorism course changes with the news of the day.
Because what happens if bin Laden's vision of the world is right?
Muslims against Christians again, sir.
What story does that activate?
The Crusades.
It takes them back to the Crusades. It takes them back to a whole series of literature that the jihadists then get to frame the debate in terms of.
It would work as a simply theoretical class, but for the cadets taking it, it's practical. Allison Newman is a junior.
In a few months, you know, we're all going to be face-to-face with somebody and have to decide, is this person a terrorist? What am I going to do? Okay, well, let's look at the root causes and let's look at what we've learned, not just let's automatically assume that this person is a terrorist.
But for all the changes in the curriculum, perhaps the biggest preparation for Iraq is something that West Point has been trying to teach since 1802, maturity. And Colonel Forsyth says that has to be done the old-fashioned way.
A lot of this maturity thing takes time and experience. You can't cook it fast.
And especially for the seniors at West Point, that time is short. Although some graduates will go on to longer specialty training programs, some West Point seniors could be in Iraq by this fall. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
More on life at West Point at our website, npr.org.